Blog Talk Radio.
We do it every night.
Every night. I live alone, but I still do it every night.
Right after dinner.
Definitely after meatloaf.
Like clockwork.
Do it. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum and save water. Did you know an Energy Star certified dishwasher uses less than 4 gallons per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes? That means even small loads can save water. So why not do it? Run your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to save water.
Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight on News Forum, we will be discussing gentrification. Well, we know that around this country, many, many cities are being gentrified, and this has been going on now for the past 10 years, but it's more prominent and prevalent now than ever before, with so many high-rises, condos, and townhomes, and, you know, with high-end price tags. Market-rate developers are going into inner-city communities and neighborhoods, building apartment complexes and townhomes with heavy price tags, such as in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Point Breeze section. And tonight we're going to hear from some Point Breeze residents as to why they oppose market rate developer Ori Fibush's plan, proposed project to build. Get this. At first, a few years ago, it was to build a 67-unit, 5-story apartment complex with no parking garage in a community that already has a lot of parking problems. However, now, Ori is trying to buy 2 more properties, and this time from the Philadelphia Land Bank. And those 2 properties will complete a full square, because right now, he owns 1622-40 Point Reeves Avenue. And he's trying to purchase 2212 and 2214 Vernon Street, which will complete that square. So, the first properties he purchased from the City of Philadelphia. And the City of Philadelphia sold him that property for $2.1 million. Well, actually, he bought it from John Longacre for $2.1 million. And prior to John Longacre owning that property, the property was initially owned by the city. And then the city sold the property for a very minimal cost to a couple. That couple, they both deceased now, husband and wife. And a music school or performing arts center was supposed to be built on that land. However, that never happened. And many years ago, when historical exoneree Vincent Moto, before he was arrested as a young child, he and his brothers built a stage on the concrete area of that land. And they had concerts back there and all kinds of different events for the community. And that stage still stands. And there have been rallies, Save Our Park rally, Take Our Park Back rally, that Vincent Moto and Mike Test Entertainment TV, along with News Forum host Chinchilla Jonesia, put together to try to save that park. And guess what? This coming Tuesday, Ori Fibush goes before the land bank to try to purchase the last 2 properties to complete his square. And this is going to be such a disgrace if the Philadelphia Land Bank allows it to happen, and especially if Councilman Kenyatta Johnson allows this sale to take place. He is the one that has the power to stop that sale from taking place. But will he? They've been fighting this for years. Since 2015, they have been fighting this. And so far, nothing has been built. And nothing should. The city of Philadelphia should give that property to the community. Mainly, they should give it to Benson Moto, who was wrongfully convicted for 10 and a half years for a crime that he did not commit. He was exonerated in 1996, arrested in 1986, exonerated in 1996. And guess what? His record did not get expunged until February of 2021. Yep, you got it. February of this year, 24 years, he walked around without his record being expunged, unable to get gainful employment, and just with that record hanging over his head, terrible. And then on top of that, he has not yet been compensated by the state of Pennsylvania. Not been compensated by Philadelphia. And Philadelphia are the ones that arrested him and wrongfully convicted him. And to this day, no compensation. And there is no compensation law in the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is only one of 13 states in this country that do not compensate the wrongfully convicted. Disgrace and shame on you, Pennsylvania. So with that being said, that piece of land should go to Vincent Moto, where he can make his dream come true of opening up a music school, not just any music school, but a free music school for children. That will get children off the streets, and they will be able to do something productive with their time, learning how to play an instrument, the drums, the piano, the guitar, the bass, voice lessons, dance lessons, theater, learning audio and video production. These are all the things that Vincent Moto does, and he wants to give children an opportunity to succeed. And the city of Philadelphia has the means to make that happen. So, Philadelphia, will you make that the Vincent Moto Community Park and Music School? Will you? That would be so awesome. Awesome. Very awesome. Because this is a man who has walked around now all of these years with a record over his head, with no finances, because he could not get a job because of that record not being expunged. And it's sad that this is the way Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania treats its citizens. It's wrongfully convicted men and women. Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, you must do better. So tonight we will hear from residents of Point Reeves to find out more of why they do not want Ori Fibush to build on that property. We will also be talking about tonight mandatory minimums and mass incarceration and minority sentencing. Do these three M's have anything to do with gentrification? Is gentrification playing a role in the uptick in crime in inner city communities? Well, let's have that discussion tonight, right after this. Here's to your health. You can get well and you can stay well naturally. Are you ready to take the road to optimum health? If so, you need to give Here's to Your Health a call today at 267-375-9757. You don't have to be sick and you don't have to be tired. You can get well and you can stay well naturally. Product specials this month are as follows. Allergies Away, Breathe, Heart Happy, Skin Deep, Heads Up, Loosen Up, Pain Be Gone, No More Parasites, Cleanse Me, and Fibroids Out. Those products are all 20% off for the rest of July. For health consultations or iris analysis, give History Health a call at 267-375-9757. Health consultations can be done in person, or on the telephone, or via Zoom. Try Here's to Your Health today if you would like to get well and stay well. You can also listen to Here's to Your Health every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. by dialing 563-999-3743. Again, that number is 563-999-3743. Here's to Your Health with Dr. C and Dr. A every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. News Forum is a syndicated radio program with over 8 million listeners and airs every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. with the most controversial topics hosted by the most controversial host, Chinchilla J. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If at any time you'd like to comment, vent, or ask questions, just press 1. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk to us live, dial 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. Here for Your Health is brought to you by the ONE Network and Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, the host of News Forum, Chinchilla J. Hey, everybody. How are you tonight? This is your girl, Chinchilla J. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I hope you've all had a wonderful weekend. And today is Sunday night, July the 11th, the year 2021. And we are in the seventh month of the year. This is the second Sunday in the seventh month of the year. And we only have 5 more months to go. And there's a lot of work left to be done for those of you who are, you know, trying to get things accomplished. This was the year to do so. 2021, how many of you have really got things done? If you haven't yet, you better start getting busy because the year is over. It will be over soon because we're already over 6 months into the year. Only 5 more months left. This is the seventh month, people. It's time to work if you have not started. So get busy doing what you're supposed to be doing and stop procrastinating. So tonight, we're going to talk about gentrification. And, you know, it's such a shame as we look at cities like Chicago. We look at L.A., Atlanta, and, you know, so many different major cities around this country are constantly gentrifying their neighborhoods, mainly in the Black neighborhoods. And you want to know why? Well, because a lot of these Black neighborhoods, like especially here in Philadelphia, the neighborhoods that they're gentrifying are the ones that are easily accessible to downtown Philly. And people can move into those areas. They can hop on one of the blue bikes they have out here. You know, you can find a blue bike, you go and put your money in, or, you know, you rent it for the month or whatever, and you can ride right downtown on those bikes. Or you can even walk downtown from the Point Breeze area in Philadelphia. So it's a highly sought-after area because of the accessibility to downtown Philly, because of the accessibility to New Jersey because you were right at the Walt Whitman Bridge. And, you know, it's fairly easy to get to those places and lots of shopping areas and everything. So people are moving back, mainly white people are moving back into those areas because of the accessibility and because these market rate developers are building condos and townhomes that are appealing to them. And in Philadelphia, it's just not the neighborhood that's appealing. It's just not only the accessibility that's appealing to them, but what is also really very appealing to these home buyers is the 10-year tax abatement that Philadelphia has, where they don't have to pay any property taxes, no real estate taxes for 10 years, which I think is downright disgusting because Philadelphia wants to cry broke and they need this and they need that. They don't have money to do this. They don't have money to do that. But if they stop allowing people that can afford to pay these real estate taxes, if they stop giving them this horrible 10-year tax abatement, then they would have the revenue to do different things. So, you know, they can't cry broke when they're constantly giving all of these developers, they're getting tax breaks as well, and then these new property owners are getting the tax breaks. It is not fair to the long-term residents that have been living in these communities that don't get a tax break, okay? They're still paying their taxes, okay? We're their 10-year tax abatement. They're not getting any, and they've been paying taxes ever since they bought their properties, which is not fair. And the gentrification that's going on, it is causing displacement of a lot of senior citizens. And it's so sad. It is very sad because once a neighborhood becomes gentrified, that means that property taxes all around, they're going to go up because they're building new development. And that raises the value of all of the properties in that community. And with the appraisal going up, okay, your taxes then are going to go up too when they do that reassessment on your property. So it's such a disgrace. Philadelphia, get it together. You definitely need to right your wrongs and do the right thing because this has to stop. There's no place to park in a lot of these communities. They're overcrowded. Lots of garbage and, you know, and especially in that Point Reyes area. I look around there all the time and take pictures and photos. And on that property that they're going to be talking about tonight, Ori Fibrich is the developer, and he's horrible. Now, if he's letting his land look the way it looks, just imagine what's going to happen if they allow him to build this monstrosity that he's trying to build. He's not going to take care of that. And you can imagine what kind of tenants are going to move in there because right now the grass out there is growing. It looks like a jungle. I kid you not. It looks like a jungle. It's scary because you don't know it could be a body buried somewhere in there. A body was just found the other day on Fernand Street in the 2300 block. It was a body just laying, a dead man just laying out there in the street, okay? So someone dumped his body there. And just like they did that, guess what? In that jungle on Point Reyes Avenue, 1622 Point Reyes, in that jungle, there could be a body or two or three bodies could be buried in there. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. And the city has not forced him or enforced him to come out there to cut that grass. And residents have been calling the city daily, putting in complaints. And the city says, okay, we have it down. And yes, that's noted. We'll give you this complaint number. And, you know, the L&I, they have like 10 to, I think, 30 days to, or 45 days to, like, contact him, which is terrible because property owners should be contacted immediately, especially if it's a vacant land, because that vacant property poses hazardous conditions to children in that community. that may wander into that jungle and play in there. And no telling what rodents could be in there, possums, raccoons. It could even be snakes in there for all we know, okay? Very dangerous. And on top of that, there's a lot of wood and all kinds of things that were left over from the pop-up beer garden, which was back in 2015. All of that junk is still back there, and kids play back there. The lot is filled with glass, rocks, and wood. Wood that's all chipped up, that all kinds of splinters could get into their skin, and it's just scary. But yet, this top-rate developer, okay, he has not cleaned that lot. He has not cut that grass. Why not? So that shows right there how much he really cares about the residents of Point Breeze. He doesn't care at all, because if he did, and if he took pride in his property, he would have that grass cut on a weekly basis. He would have that lot swept, the garbage collected. Garbage is all out there. And there's an elderly lady, Miss Betty, 84 years old. She goes out there and she tries to sweep that lot, and she hires people to come and collect and pick up trash that's all on the ground and put them in trash cans. However, the city fails to come out and collect that trash. So what is going on here? And along Fernand Street in the 2200 block, garbage is all aligned from the corner of Fernand and Point Breeze up to 2214. Garbage, piles and piles of garbage that's been there all year. And it is still there. It was still there yesterday, okay? And I'm sure it's still there today. And it will still be there tomorrow. And why hasn't anybody been fined yet, okay? Where to fine? They need to be fined for every day that those properties go unattended to and left that way. There's so many rodents on that street now because of all of the garbage, and you can see where animals have ripped into the bags. And it's just been there. It is so sad, and it's annoying and frustrating, and the residents in that community are fed up, and they do not want to see anything really built on that property because the developer is trying to build a 5-story, 115-unit apartment complex with no parking. Parking is little to none already in that community. And on that lot, it used to be a playground for children with basketball courts, swings, the whole nine. And you heard in the intro, there's a stage that's still there. So, Ori Fibush, the residents of Point Breeze, are saying your proposed project is not welcome in their community. And we're going to hear from some of them tonight. And before we bring them on, we're actually going to talk to a lady tonight named Sandy, who wants to share her experiences with gentrification in her neighborhood. So let's bring Sandy on right now and talk to her and get her thoughts and viewpoints on gentrification and how it has affected her either negatively or positively. Sandy, how are you tonight?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm fine. All right, so tell me what's going on in your neighborhood. And first of all, let everybody know who you are. Okay, you let everybody know who you are and your organization, Sandy.
Okay, I'm Sandy Carter, and I'm on the board of the East Parkside Resident Association. I've been on the board for a couple of years, and we've been having problems in our community involving development in our neighborhoods with these big developers coming in and trying to build these high-rise apartment buildings in our historical neighborhood, which we're trying to maintain. There's been a particular developer who's been coming in, buying up all the properties, trying to rearrange the buildings, which are not allowed due to us being a historical landmark area. And we've been constantly fighting, hiring lawyers to knock down variances so that they will not come in and destroy our historical landmarks.
Okay, okay. And now that developer, what company is that? Who's the developer?
Dermon Yakovich.
Okay, Dermon Yakovich. Okay. Wow, okay.
Yes.
And so he's brought up a lot of property in your community, huh?
Yes. And he's been trying to rearrange the neighborhood, which we are registered as a historical landmark area in the Parkside East section. And we're trying to keep our neighborhood as it was originally built for. And we're fighting every step of the way to try to keep it. Recently, he tried to build a six-story unit in the Belmont and Parkside section. And thank God we hired the lawyer and we knocked down his proposal and denied his variances for this area.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's awesome. And so, like, in the Point Reeves section, there's a developer, Ori Fibers. He is trying to do the same. So he is trying to build a five-story. At first, it was 67 units that he was proposing, but now he's trying to purchase two more parcels, which will complete his square, and he wants to build now 115 market rate apartments. And, you know, it's just so sad. You know, these are the things that these developers are doing in Black communities, and it's just a disgrace. And in the community that you're in, yeah, and your community is, you're accessible to downtown Philly as well. These are the neighborhoods that they're trying to take over, basically, and they're trying to push the Black people out. And, you know, it's so sad.
It is, but
so
if
now,
you're not, if you're not united and you're not unified, whereas everyone is involved and everyone is participating, they will come in here and kick out all the Black people and take up our neighborhoods that our forefront fathers fought hard for. So it is very vital that everyone participates and get unified in their community and wake up and do not let them come in and take over our property.
Exactly. That is so true. And now in your community, did you have a lot of support from a lot of the residents?
We have RCOs and we have resident association groups unified to stand up for one another and fight for what is ours. And we refuse to let anyone come in and try to take over our neighborhoods.
That's awesome,
so we
Sandy. That is so very awesome.
You got to stand together and you got to fight together. Otherwise, they will come and snatch up everything that you and your family has fought for all their life and just take over and kick you out. I don't know.
Yeah, that is so true.
I don't know whether anyone is familiar with the term. What is it called? Where they try to say that the land is not set up to par and not meeting residents' codes, but you have to be united and you have to have the whole organizations involved in your community. Otherwise, they will just come in and snatch and complain and say that it's unfit and they raise your taxes so that you're not able to afford your house and your community. So it's very important that people be involved and be aware of what's going on in the community. Because they will come in and say eminent domain. That's what it's called, eminent domain. People not paying there, and they'll snatch it right from under you, and you will not even know it until you wake up the next morning and see that you're out in the streets. So people need to wake up and be involved. Because this is happening all over our city. They're trying to make us like New York, where they have these tall, high-rise apartments. And our city was not built like New York. We have historical landmarks here. And people need to be aware of what's going on. It's time to wake up and stand up. We have to fight for what our family and our ancestors has fought for years and years. We have to protect our own.
No, Chinchilla, I got to come on for this because, you know, what Miss Sandy is saying is resonating in my spirit. Back in the 1930s and 40s here in Philadelphia, you know, in this area, there was something called eminent domain in the Eastwick section, okay, all the way down there where the airport is, where they were trying to expand the airport. There were streets known as 84th and Eastwick, 86th and Eastwick, 90th and Eastwick. All that land and those houses were tore down because of eminent domain. Okay, we're talking about almost 80 years ago. And then, of course, not just Philadelphia, because this is the international show. I know Chinchilla always deals with Pennsylvania issues, but I'm going to go there tonight. I'm going to do a small editorial, Chinchilla. Places like, you know, Coastal Liberty City, Overtown, okay, in Miami. Back in the 1940s, it was Jump Street. It was a strong black community. I-95 need to be made, going all the way down almost to the Florida Keys. So they tore up whole houses, whole sections of homes in Overtown to build I-95 through it. What's going on back home in California is egregious. Not only did they set up things to destroy our strong black community in the late 70s and 80s with crack cocaine, seeing those areas being undeemable to or unfit to live, not by any type of environmental situation, you know, other than destroying families with, you know, a foreign chemical substance that was known by, you know, this government, and there's nothing I'm saying there ain't right. Everybody gotta go to the Library of Congress. Everybody knows it's true. Now a section of Los Angeles that everyone knew Chinchilla and Sandy as South Central Los Angeles is now called South Los Angeles. Because of gentrification. I mean, you look at that. Everything is always the same package wrapped in a different packaging paper and another bow. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thanks, Brother O. Yeah, and that's so true. And that's what they do. Bring in, you know, these like yuppies or, you know, the millennials and, you know, different age groups of white people, and they come in and they rename different parts of the city, because right in South Philadelphia was always South Philadelphia. Now they have Point Breeze, they have New Boulder, and all these other different names in different sections of South Philadelphia, which is so crazy. And then different parts of North Philadelphia, they have all kinds of new names. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, well, where is that? Somebody told me the other week, I forget what the name of the section was. I was like, well, where is that? And so when they told me, I'm like, oh, my goodness, they renamed that too? But what'd you say, Sandy?
That's what they do. They try to come in and buy up everything. And the people who've been here for years and years, they are the ones who left out in the cold, and their properties are snatched right from under them in the blink of an eye, and they don't even know what's going on.
You know what? I got to come on again. Hey, Sandy, you ready for this, Sandy? I'm going to go, Brewerytown. Now Brewerytown is right next to West. right next to West Park, right? Right next to the Art Museum, right next to Fairmount Park, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're going, you know, my dogs are done, you know, groomed in Brewery Town. And I always tease Julio Bacatuna about this all the time. He just laughs about that. And one day I was going down there, man, and a guy came by in the Fetchway. You know, different people. I'm not going to listen, and that's not what I'm trying to do here, because we have a lot of people listening to this show. But different people were going through my Fetchway, walking their dogs, feeling free. I'm like, wow, 10 years ago, you couldn't do that. And they closed that one of the great breakfast spots. There's only one breakfast spot that's owned by African Americans on that block. Shout out to Sunside, breakfast spot right there at 29th and Girard. But right across the street, guys, is a place where everyone goes. It's called Green Eggs Cafe. And everybody knows about the story I talked about way before I brought your children, you know, Janice to this network, where I went in. And I guess, came in, you know, had my Jordans on, you know, bright T-shirt, chilling, you know what I mean? Looking clean, you know what I mean? I'm looking, you know, kind of like what the kids would say, trap, right? And I go in, and I'm chilling, you know, hat on, but I had a Kangol on. And so the young lady looked at me, and I had to look at her and say, well, hello, can I get a menu? And so this lady, she gives me the menu sidearm to where it falls on the floor. I'm like, Chinchilla, Sandy, please tell me this didn't happen. But this woman is treating me like I'm, you know, like, she don't know what I, she don't know who I am, how much money I got in my bank account. You don't know who the hell I am. So I pick it up, and I say, you know what? She said, oh, excuse me. I said, well, you need a little slow. I'll be back. I went across the street to eat at Sunnyside, right? Sunnyside. See, that's what it's called. Sunnyside. And I had a good old black person time over there. Good conversation, or blah, 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 blah. I was able to, you know, do work for the day for the network, you know, send out shots and send out texts, all that, emails, and to take care of my business in a place I felt comfortable, but I shouldn't feel that way. I should have felt comfortable over across the street. Okay. Now, you know, of course, I told everybody, you know, I'm going back over there and talk to the manager. Come to find out, I go over there, and she meets me at the door. I said, I'm not here to eat. So I'm here to talk to your manager. Now, she, you know, left me at the door. Okay. You know, so she thought that, you know, the manager, since he was Caucasian, were hammering me at the door. Come to find out, Sandy and Chinchilla, that the man that came to the door, we were in the Coast Guard together. Lonnie, because you know my name before. We go, hey, how are you? I said, hey, man, Bradley. And we hugged and laughed, and she looked like, you know, spoiled salt. She said, hey, man, what's going on? I own this place. I said, really? I said, man, well, you know, I went across the street. She said, wait a minute, you came into the restaurant? You were here, and you left? I said, yeah, because of that lady. He said, excuse me? I said, yeah. Not only did she make me, you know, there was another couple behind her. I didn't mention that. That was another persuasion. Another couple, a family couple. She, you know, greeted that man. They sat down, and she looked at me. Instead of saying hello, I had to speak to her. He said, what? He told that girl, go back in the back. He said, what do you want? You know, okay, went to the bar. We had champagne, right, talking about old times. He made that girl wait in that back room for 40 minutes. Then he said, come on, let's go back together. I said, what? No, I said, hell no, we're going to go back together. Go back to the room back there, guys. He laid her out in front of me. He said, that's the problem. See, I'm noticing the people talking about, you know, the bad service. It's you. He put her through a whole orientation all over again on how to handle customers.
Wow.
That's an anomaly, guys. A lot of people don't know the honor. Now, I got justice. My little behind got justice for that day. But how many people don't get justice in the concert business? I don't think, this is the first time, I feel like, you know, I'm going back to the old Banshee show, like when I used to host this show. You know what I mean? Way back in 13. You know, sometimes, you know, y'all stepping on my toes tonight, and I'm the owner. You know, I'm going to come on and talk when I feel like talking. Because I know what you're talking about, how they make people insane, how they make us feel like dirt when we've been here all along. And that makes me sick to my stomach. I don't keep saying you on this show, Chinchilla. We're going to take some callers now. One caller acted like she was come on and then left. I don't know what happened to her. She didn't get back on here. I saw her. But call number one, I'm leaving, guys. I promise.
Right.
Y'all step on my toes. I can't walk now. I can't even walk. Call number one, you're live right now, Chinchilla J.
Hi, how are you?
Caller, you're in the air live. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Chinchilla, how you doing?
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
Everything.
Listen to me, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to me. So this is Tiffany.
Go ahead.
And Tiffany is the RCO in South Philadelphia in the Point Breeze section. So how are you tonight, Tiff?
I'm going well. Tired here trying to get ready for this press conference.
Okay.
Thank you for having me come on. I thank you for allowing me to come on. Talk about this. Everything Sandy said is right on target, and also the other gentleman. I didn't catch his name.
Name is Brother O.
That's okay. I'll teach you my name. My name is Oladele Malewingos, the CEO of this radio network, and I'm fired up. Y'all standing on my feet tonight, and I'm glad. I need you to be on fire tomorrow at your press conference and make some changes. Now I'm going again.
Well, you know, the thing is that now we've been fighting this for a while. Point Breeze is considered one of the number one neighborhoods being targeted and gentrified. One of the reasons why is because we're only like 15 minutes from Center City, and a lot of the whites find Point Breeze very attractive. And so the thing is that because we're like 10 minutes from Center City and 20 minutes from International Airport, where you can fly out to anywhere in Paris, France, and we're like, what, also about 15 minutes from Amtrak, where you can go up and down the Northeastern Corridor. So they find us extremely attractive, and that's been main our fight. The other thing is that they're coming down from Graduate Hospital area. And one of the reasons why, I just want to say Sandy was worrying on target about, you know, everything. But the thing is my passion comes because my aunt started one of the largest festivals, African festivals in the country, Odunde. And, you know, when she first started in 1975, the area was majority black, you know, from South Street on back, on down to Point Breeze. And then each year as we came back, more, I went away to college, and when I came back, I was shocked at how it had transformed. And it's funny because yesterday when we were out giving out flyers, I ran into a resident who lived on that side, and he stated that it wasn't until the neighbor homes, and Chilla, you might be familiar with the neighbor homes, was built, that after that they saw the gentrification just speed up, where they were just pouring into Graduate Hospital area. And so this particular project that we're about to fight, we're fighting right now, 115 market rate apartments, I think is equivalent to that neighbor home. Once they get that in there, they're going to start pouring in there like mad, because Point Breeze has been very hard to take because many of us are homeowners. We have a high homeowners rate, you know, in the country, actually, Point Breeze, and particularly black ownership. And so it's very hard to get homeowners out of, you know, an area. And so that's why we're fighting this tooth and nail. And also Sandy said they had hired a lawyer. I'd like to get his name if I can, because it's not been easy finding lawyers to take on big money developers. A lot of these lawyers do not want to take on from a community standpoint because a lot of them are servicing the developers in the area. So that's been a hard part too. But the reason why I came on, I'm going to sum it up. We are fighting 115 market rate project. However, several other properties that he needs is city owned, and the land bank hearing is Tuesday, and we're saying to the city that you should not be selling these city properties to a developer who has told you up front that he's going to build 115 market rate apartments, luxury apartments, in the middle of a low and moderate income residence. What is wrong with you guys? We don't understand the psyche behind this. And so reason at this particular point, we're saying no. So when we send a letter over there and we got a response back, one of the other artists sent a letter over there Thursday or Friday, and we got a response back saying, oh, we'll read your letter into the record. Well, if you're going to read into the record, then you're trying to tell us it's a done deal. So that's why we decided to put together this emergency press conference and protest, you know, with the community members, you know, and let them know that we're not going to stand for this. So I just want to announce tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Point Breeze Infernal. That's between Tasca and Mars in South Philadelphia. And if you're in the area, please come by and stand with us and stand up against injustice and this gentrification.
Yes, definitely. All right, so thank you so much. Yeah, and, you know, so what these developers, they're not thinking about anything, about any of the area neighbors or anything, people in the neighborhood. The only thing that they're concerned about is stuff in their pockets. That's all. So it doesn't matter how they disrupt a neighborhood or a community. They could care less. The only thing that they care about is the money that they're seeing, those dollar signs, you know. That's the only thing they care about. And, you know, the experience with developers like that, they make promises, just like politicians, okay? They will make promises. And once they get what they want and get, you know, the okay to do whatever they want, they're going to do whatever they want. And they're not going to keep any of the promises that they made. You know, so it's just so sad. But the city of Philadelphia, they need to do the right thing. And buy that property back from him, give him a different property. It should have never been sold to him in the first place. It should have never been sold to John Lone Acre in the first place. So this really gets to me, and it's such a doggone disgrace. It's sad. It's very sad. But thank you so much for calling in tonight, Tiff, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you are live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Wow. Wow, well, well. This topic right here, boy,
oh,
boy, 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 boy. Wow.
Miss Angela. Hey, Angela.
Yes. I truly appreciate y'all sharing this topic, but it's happening everywhere. Ooh-wee.
Yes,
it's
it
happening
is.
Everywhere.
Yes,
I remember in the early 90s, it happening all over Atlanta. Capitol Home closed.
Yes.
Bowen Home closed. All the homes you can think of closing. And then it happened in Greenville, South Carolina. It's happening everywhere. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
they don't want us there. Hooney been talking about
right.
it. Hooney been talking about it. He been talking about it. He been on the network for 4 years, and he say this is what he's been talking about. This is, and it's been going on. So when are we going to wake up?
Right.
When are we going to wake up? When are we going to stop sitting by and letting people come in your neighborhood and take over? I'm telling you, I sit on my nephew's father's porch, and I watch
mm-hmm.
these people build this house. $500,000 house, and you're in the middle of a all-black neighborhood. These people own their houses. These people been living in this neighborhood for years. This man owned his house, been in that neighborhood for over 30 years. Here, now you see all these little houses popping up. These $500,000 houses, and you got homeowners that houses only worth $100,000. But all these houses popping up. And then you see all these people walking their dogs that you ain't never seen before. They don't look like you. They don't look like me. When are we going to wake up, y'all? Come on now. This thing hit home, y'all. This thing. It ain't happened to me personally, but it's happening to me because it's happening to my people.
Angela, I'm going to come on again. Hold on, Angela. I'm going to come on again. So, Sheila, this is, I'm telling you, let me explain what Angie is saying. It goes back to what I said on a lot of different shows, Sheila Moore. This is a news forum for real. You got O&E forum with you tonight. How about that? That's the first time ever, right? For real. Let me explain something to you. Notice that people, and Chichilla, I know you know this is what's going on, especially people that live in the cities, okay? You got notes coming to your door saying, can I buy your home? Like, is he serious?
Huh.
Why would I sell you my home?
Every day.
Like, no, I'm cool. But, however, it goes back to the hypocritical side of black people, okay? Hmm. Let me go there now. You won't even march for anyone dying in your community. We're losing children in our community, and we're marching for the wrong thing. So you want to put your feet to the gravel every time a child is killed in your little block. Everybody in those homes should come out their house. We want to stop now. Stop killing the kids. We got a lot of coward old heads and a lot of old heads that, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it ain't the ones that are old enough to march with Dr. King because all of them are in their 70s and 80s. They did their part. We had all the little kids in between that time that were children seeing the monsters on the black and white TV. We got the folks that were in the crack epidemic during that time, right? And then it comes to our generation, our generation, and then the ones behind us. So now the kids don't have no respect for us because we're acting like cowards.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a child goes into the house, every time a child goes in the house, commissioner and news anchor, and they see a child getting killed, and their parents can say, well, can you pass the peas like we used to do? Huh? Hey, my friend just got killed. Well, you just got to pray for the family. No! Time out for praying. Time out for all that. It's time for direct action. And see, all these things, Chinchilla, contribute to gentrification. I am great.
That's right.
Y'all know that. I am a news and producing god. And now back to your regular schedule program.
Yes. And you know what else? What gets to me? Okay. As Sandy has said, people have to stick together and fight together. But I have seen, I've been helping the Point Breeze residents fight this thing since 2015. And I have seen, when it was just me, Tiffany, and Vince Moto, the only people. At different places, going up to the municipal buildings and zoning board meetings and all that stuff, and nobody else would show up. And then you had some people that'll turn around and they'll be like, yes, I'm against it. I'm against this. Yeah, I don't want it to take place. I don't want them to build anything. But then they will sell you out. They sell out their community. They sell out their black people. And, because maybe the developer offers them something, wants to pay them some money, and then they will sell out and, be on in support of what he's doing. And that is so very sad. So we cannot allow a few pieces of silver, okay, to change our mind and to make us now support something that we were against. If you're against it, stand and stay against it, people, okay? Because we have to stick together. That's the only way we're going to win, okay? You can't go cross over to the other side. You got to stay and fight for right what is right. And you can't have the mentality of saying, oh, well, nothing can be done. We can't do anything to stop it. Oh, they're going to build it anyway. That's the wrong mindset to have. And, I see a lot of people with that mindset. That is the wrong mindset to have. You have to realize that something can always be done. There is nothing impossible, especially if you believe in God. There's nothing impossible, okay? So stop having that pitiful mindset of, I can't do this, I can't do that, or we can't. Yes, we can. Remember what Barack Obama said, yes, we can, and yes, we can, okay? So if we stick together, we can move mountains, okay? But you have to stick together, all right? Jeez. Boy, oh boy. Angela, thank you so, so very much for calling in tonight and sharing that, what's going on in Atlanta and in Greenville, South Carolina. And it is people happening all over this country, all over this country. All right, we're going to go to another caller. At this time, we're going to bring on Caroline. Okay, Caroline, and she's going to talk and share with you her thoughts on gentrification tonight. Caroline, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been listening to everybody arguing very passionately against gentrification, and I totally agree. It's really sad that people who've been owning their houses for years are offered what is supposed to be a fair price or market price, eminent domain-wise, and it's not, because it's not worth what it's worth to that person. It might be what it's worth from the outside looking at this. They're trying to justify it by saying that it's for public use, so they're not going to pay the price that it would get on the normal market. And that's the that's a big problem. But it's trying to force people out of their houses, and it's terrible. People who've been long established members of communities are being forced out of their houses, and they couldn't get the equivalent when they can't get the equivalent once they've moved because they're not being paid enough for it in the first place, and they didn't want to move in the first place. It's very, very unfair. And it's going to these property developers who are making enormous profits. It's really, really unfair.
Yes, it is. Very unfair. Very unfair. Now, Caroline, now being an attorney, do you have any suggestions as to what the residents of Point Breeze can do at this point?
Yeah, I think they've all got to join together and have a real, we've got to fight together. Like, if there's enough people, then, you know, the government entities are going to have to listen. So if there's enough people protesting and saying this isn't going to happen and we're going to protect each other, we're going to protect our land, then there'll be much less chance of the government taking it and the property developers getting it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And now, Caroline, let me ask you this before we go to another caller. Now, with the three M's that I talked about in the beginning of this show, like mass incarceration, mandatory minimums, and minority sentencing, now, do you think that there's any type of relationship with those three M's and gentrification and the rise in crime rates in the inner cities?
Oh, my goodness, that's a very big question. The three M's are mass incarceration, mandatory minimums, and what was the third?
Minority sentencing.
Well,
and minority sentencing, that's one that I, you know, I made up because, you know, how minorities, when they go before the judge and, you know, they're convicted of a crime, and when they're sentenced, their sentence, their term is usually much greater than like a black and a white. Okay, so if you have a black man convicted of the same crime and then that the white man was convicted of, the black guy
the crack cocaine,
does more time.
The crack powder, yeah, like the crack versus powder cocaine federal laws that were finally overturned. Yeah, it's all predatory. I think that's what's in common. I think the same people are being preyed upon when it comes to mass incarceration, over-policing. It's the most vulnerable members of society are being preyed upon. And it's the same when it comes to taking their houses. I mean, it's terrible. It's appalling, and there aren't the same protections because there isn't the same power in the sense of money behind certain neighborhoods as there might be if it was a white neighborhood being preyed upon, and you know, the over policing and over arresting and all the things that are happening. Of course, it's the same vulnerable populations who are being preyed upon, and it's horrible.
Yes, yes, definitely. Thank you so much. We want to take another caller right now and see what the next caller has to say. Caller, you're live on the air. How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Brother Hooney, how are you?
Hey, loving your show, loving your show. Much respect to everybody that that spoke their piece. And here's what I'm going to do right quick. Let's talk about prejudice right quick. And according to their definitions, to be prejudiced, it means to prejudge a person. So what you're about to hear from this point on is not a prejudgment, but a rejudgment on a people that I am really questioning, not just now, for over 36 years and counting. I'm questioning the nature of a people that maliciously viciously treat a people subhuman who constantly do what they do so they can come out to be the good guys and everybody else is bad guys. This is the type of rhetoric that they taught in every form that you can imagine, in every institution, from the political institution, the educational institution, the religious institution, as well as the political institution. I question the nature of a people that can continue to commit such harsh evils that they have the damn nerve to think they're going to go to a heaven. They have the nerve to convince themselves and each other, right, that they can do all of this on planet Earth, and then they're going to go walk the streets of heaven, so they say. Meanwhile, they put other people in a state of hell. Okay? So, it's not prejudging them. I'm rejudging them, especially for 400 years, according to their Bible, that they claim to believe in, right? 22 years, and they don't want to let it go. They don't want to let it go, and I'll tell you why. Because they know they don't have nothing left. When a person is trying to cling on to life, because they know they ain't got nothing left, they're going to do everything in their power to start racial wars. They're going to do everything in their power to keep stacking things in their corner, even on down to Nixon. You understand? Because if you take the so-called black man out here, right, now, and I live in Nashville, that can walk freely down the streets, right? And I'm 53 years young. They're getting younger by the minute. So less than 50 to 60 years, they would hang and drag a person just for even looking at one of their own. So, again, I end this. What you just heard was not a prejudgment. That's a rejudgment. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Brother Hooney is the 2020 Hall of Fame enshrinee of the OND Network. All right. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. And, you know, these issues are just so touching. And if we as a people continue to allow each other to be walked upon, walked over. And, you know, some people can say, oh, well, you know, well, that's that neighborhood, but and you're not in that neighborhood. But because it's not happening into your in your neighborhood right now doesn't mean that gentrification is not going to come to your neighborhood too, okay? And if it is happening in any neighborhood, you should be concerned and you should take a stand and take a stance against it. Because it is terribly wrong. There are so many other areas that developers can go and build in, you know. But and what I've noticed in Philadelphia, some of the areas that they've tried to go into, like in Society Hill and Rittenhouse, different areas that they've tried to go into. And the residents, they band together and they stopped it, just like Sandy's community. Stopped it because she said the neighbors, they came together and they fought together. And that's what Point Breeze neighbors have to do, stand up and fight together and not just sit back and look and let it happen. Because if you don't do anything, guess what? It's going to happen. So you have to stand up and fight. And there are some really good fighters there that have been fighting, you know, since 2015. And so far, nothing has been built on that property. But it's going to take more than just three people, than just five people. It's going to have to take a lot more people in the community to come together. And it doesn't matter if you're a homeowner or if you are a renter. If you live in that Point Breeze community, you have to come out and support and stand up and fight against this horrible market rate developer that doesn't give a hoot and nanny about anybody, okay, but himself and his pocket. And like I said, his property is horrible. It's horrendous. The garbage, the trash, the grass, the jungle that's growing out there. It doesn't make sense. And every resident in that community needs to be on their phone each and every day complaining about that property so that he can be fined and fined and fined and fined again. And, you know, until they say, look, you are not even keeping this property up, which he should be doing. He owns it. He should be cutting that grass and keeping that land clean. But he is not, because he does not care, because that property is not in his community. All right, we're going to go to another caller now. Caller number five, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm fine. And who am I speaking
That's good.
To?
That's good. This is Soul T. Williams from Columbus,
okay.
Georgia.
How are you?
I'm good. Yes.
What's going on down there in Georgia and Columbus?
Man, it's I hate to say it, you know, it's right now it's like a lot of black on black crime that seems to be popping up here and there. I've only been here for maybe like 4 months. 4 to 5 mm-hmm. months, and it's a good area, but what I see is, you know, that I believe that, first of all, you know, in order for us to stand for something, we got to know our neighbors. We got to take it back to a time where we knew each other, you know, we communicated with each other. I mean, to stand for something, you got to stand as one, but, I mean, really, in life now, these days, nobody is standing for, you know, as one. Everybody is for their own, you know, agenda. What I would say, though, is that if we would pull together and stand without conflict, without the drama, and stand for a reason, you know, stand strong and firm, you know, don't back down. I'm not saying fight unless it's need to be fight, you know, fought. So I can understand the situation of being in a situation that where things may look offset, but then at the same time, you know, we got to understand that we are in a time where they say slavery is done, you know, but we as a black community, I believe that we accept too much settlement. And why I would say that is because they give us stuff like Juneteenth, Martin Luther King birthday, which ain't even on his birthday, you know what I mean? But we accepted all that, like, okay, we're going to accept that, but we're going to keep being the people we being. First of all, we got to stand for ourselves. We ain't standing in our own community. So how can we actually fight if everybody ain't pulling together as one? Because, you know, if we take it to the Bible say one nation. It ain't speak as everybody as an individual. But in this life, this time now, 2021, people standing as a single. So there's no unity in our community. Yes, we do need a lot in our community, but first of all, we got to find that love for one another again, you know, to even do that. We got to find that village. You know, we allow them to kill that village mentality out of us because they was afraid. They fear us, but at the same time, we fearing ourselves. So we can't fight something that we not able to, because we got the numbers. We got power. We got the strength. We got the voice. But nobody is standing as one. You know, and that's where the real power is at. You know, we can move mountains.
It's funny you said that, Soul, and of course, Chinchilla is trying to get back on the line. It's funny we have shows like this, and all of a sudden we get technical difficulties. I wonder why. Anywho, you said we have to stand together. That's the key to everything that we do on a constant basis, guys. I don't understand where the cowardice comes in. You see what's going on in your neighborhood. You know what's going on. And how dare you allow it to happen?
Exactly.
The ignorance. You know, not being aware of your own environment. That's ignorance. There's no cause for that. Well, Dr. King said it best. Back in 2019, they're going to come one day, and they're going to try, and then go beyond try. They're going to take your homes. You know, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole lot. So it's mind-boggling to me, and I don't understand why we sit around and allow these things to happen. You know why? Because people don't allow themselves to be free mentally, scared about their position, folks. Absolutely scared to be who they are. And so, see, talk about that for a second, man. You know, people get comfortable. Oh, man, I got a good job. I can't come back. I can't do that. Oh, no, that's not my problem. When a child is killed, when you have someone on drugs in your community, when there's unemployment in your community, it is your responsibility to help those who are in need. So talk about that now for the next maybe 2 minutes.
Well, in the sense of that speaking, you know, to me, you know, again, like I say, you got to go back to the term where you got to know your neighbor. First of all, you can't, these days, you can't connect with everybody because everybody isn't trying to connect. Everybody got their own mindset. But, yes, kids are getting killed. Kids are being turned to things that they're being taught stuff that we would never teach them as a family, as a black community. We would never teach them how to go out there and steal or kill or something. They are, I wouldn't even say it's cowardice. I would say they are afraid. That
no, I'm
going to
call them cowards.
We're not
doing that. I said what I said. They are cowards.
Yeah.
Because here's the situation.
Yeah.
I'm explaining something to you, sir. I meant what I said. When you go in the house knowing that someone got shot, well, as long as they're right in my house, it's cowardice, bro. It's not just being afraid.
Yeah.
It's a lot of these things go over and over and over again. Now, you're allowed to be afraid. Yes. 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 You know, that's a human reaction. But I'd be damned if you allow cowards to live in your neighborhood when you allow people to come to your neighborhood and exploit your neighborhood where you don't have any type of stores or any offerings in your neighborhood for yourself. You build up your kids. You can't see, okay, well, you know, and it's not, listen, here's the situation. This is not knocking the Asian community or the Korean, you know, the Hispanic community. They come in our neighborhoods, man, instead of shop, man. So when your child goes to the store, he sees the Hispanic man. Hey, young man. And he's encouraging him, if they care, to go to school. Back in the day, man, in my time, in your time, because, you know, we were on the same age, right?
Yes.
We had the brothers say, hey, man, how you doing, man? How's your mom? Hey, man, how you doing in school? These kids are not hearing that now. And then they wonder why these kids don't have the respect for you. They're telling us now that you have to earn our respect. I'll be damned. Young boy, I didn't earn your respect, bro. Because now it's my thing. You'll be dead before my 55th, but I turn double nickels, bro. I don't have to earn it. Now, his situation, guys, right? And so, I'm not going to battle with you, bro. I mean, but I meant what I said. I said cowards. You got a lot of emotional kids, man, that are acting like grown men, and this has nothing to do with women, but acting like have effeminate tendencies, okay, you know, in their own spirit. And we're not talking about good-hearted people. Men that are homosexual. They got more pressure. They got more man. These punk guys with a gun. I mean, we're talking about brothers being brought up to get upset and not be able to handle themselves logically, chronologically. Well, you know what? I'm not getting this argument, man. I know how to come out of this. But now it's like if you don't, you know, continue to argue and get rowdy, remember, this is all part of gentrification. You know, you want to fight, and now I want to go home and I'm going to get my shooting. All right, move you. Now, in this situation, you already a punk, but guess what? Kinchilla would say you best. Get in that penile system. You'll find out how much a punk you really are when you get in there around there with those men in there. And you'll be like, why in the world did I shoot this guy over a Fifth Avenue candy bar? So those things are part of the gentrification. You see, that's the right away syndrome. Okay? That's called, you know, the riot complex. When you know, when you have the time to kill it and throw, and you see the pendulum go tick, 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 but take a rock and hit that pendulum, it causes chaos.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what happens. We get into a chaos, like 9/11 situation. You know, shooting a Malcolm X or, you know, Dr. King or whatever going on. That's a riot complex, a riot situation. And it causes us to lose our levels. Well, imagine this, guys, every day. We're going to go into a ghosty time, and then after that, we're going to let Chichilla do her thing, you know, extend it for at least 4 minutes. When you have a riot complex and riot chaos every single day in your community, just like Khalil Muhammad said, we even lost our minds. Like, now we allow the riotous ones to control our communities. I love what anybody says about, you know, about the non-white person, right? But the non-white person has to help themselves too. Why are we allowing these kids to do this and be terrorists in our own community? You talking about, I'm going to flip it around, homie, and I love you. You talking about domestic terrorists. Well, look at your children. Look at your children. Why are they the domestic terrorists? And we talk about 457 years of oppression. Okay? And I understand that, because that's what's continuing to go on. But when do we take control, like our sister Sandy said? When do we take control of our own communities and make sure that they don't do these things to us? And that's the key. You know, so I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you, man. I love you, man. Let you do that. And also, this is our new intern to ONI. He'll be on next week, man, on next Thursday night, y'all. You know what I mean? With, you know, our new poet. And I'm proud of you, soul, man. You know, and I love what you said, man. And I'll let you finish for 2 minutes, man, because you talked about a lot of us, a lot of the people in the community are afraid, brother. Even though I call them cowards, I stand by what I said. But go ahead, brothers, the next 2 minutes. I don't want to cut you off on that one. Go ahead.
So, you still there?
So, you there? Okay, he might have went off. I appreciate him calling into tonight's show.
Yes.
You know, and Chinchilla, you know, I'm going to go to time, and I got a lot of stuff to continue to say. You know,
okay.
This gentrification is the result of an evil demonic presence that Huni talks about all the time. He's doing it for 4 years. They put things, we like to party. They like to party. You know what I'm saying? And then they put something in our communities that didn't, man, they went first to smoke this after they might have just, you know, did little here and there, little weed here and there. They put something in our community, man, that was biological chemicals to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 25-year plan. Now, I'm not trying to sound like Sister Becky, but I told you, I'm just like every single host of this network. I can do every one of these shows. So now I'm going to Becky mode. The 25-year plan was, you know, orchestrated way back. I don't know if it was Department of Defense, whatever, to clean and sweep up the neighborhoods. In the 1970s, man, we were thriving. And all we wanted to do is not be a part of the pod. Leave us alone. Let us get our money. And we're not bothering you. And the jealousy of that, once again, it's just like 1921 all over again. It's just like Wall Street all over again. None has changed. So jealous. So jealous of us. We're not bothering nobody. We're just thriving. The black middle class. I came up with that child. Okay? Seeing positive black images that, you know, that were positive, made us laugh. I was in that generation being 6 or 7 years old seeing Roots for the first time. Alex Haley. Maybe he's white. He influenced me going to the Coast Guard in the first place. So a lot of things going, right? Proud. In California, right? What the hell happened? Who the hell left the gate open? And let, you know, the demonic dogs come to devour our flesh. Some of us went willingly, and had to take maybe 10 to 15 years to catch up. But while we were catching up, Chinchilla, we were losing our homes, man. We had situations, Chinchilla, that became dollar homes. Penny homes.
Right.
How do you let your home go down? Because it was the drugs. And how do you let your house go down to where it becomes a penny? So I buy your house for a penny. And that is the first part of it. Because the person that bought it for a penny fixed it up and then rented it out to you. You own the home, and now you're not the owner. Now you're the debtor. So they said, okay, you know what? They stupid. So let's do something else. Let's continue the crime. Let's call these neighborhoods teddy bear neighborhoods. You know why they call them teddy bear neighborhoods, right, Chinchilla?
Tell me.
Teddy bear communities, Chinchilla, is where someone got shot and died. They put all the teddy bears and flowers out on the spot that they got killed.
Yeah.
So now they're mocking us and saying, okay, I don't think you want to live in that neighborhood. That's a teddy bear community. Play with your spirit. To where I don't want to live here no more, and even though it's closer in access to what they want, closer to the access to parks and recreation, closer to access to nightlife and the spirit of downtown, closer to get to the airport to fly out. That's what Point Breeze is.
That's right.
South Central Los Angeles was.
Yes.
And now they call it South L.A. You come out the airport where I'm from, you hit La Brea, like, wait a minute, whoa, La Brea Avenue, wait a minute, 15 years ago, man, it was hookers and drugs down here. Wait a minute, why did you start such way? Wait a minute, where did that Murphy style come from? It's like La Brea. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whoa, I can actually walk from the airport and go down Highland, hit La Brea, and we'll be no bang, banging in sight. Because they're all dead in prison, part of the 25-year plan. Gentrification is the final common denominator of the plan that was set for you. The trap, the delicious cheese that you ate, but your leg is caught in the trap, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Let's get it together. Let's let people like Holy Bible continue to preach to us. Let's let Sister Bessie preach. Let Chinchilla Jonesha continue to anchor you. Wow, did I say that? I like that. I'm a genius. No, I anchor you, because you need to be anchored. You need to be set. You need to sit still and be anchored. That's your problem. You're going to and fro, and don't understand the situation. Don't understand your own life.
Mm.
You don't understand your own life. Life is given to you by the Almighty. And some of us either lost our minds. Some of us come back to the fold. You know, may Allah be blessed and always be, you know, be praised for that. But what Chinchilla's trying to do tonight is to teach you that this is going on and you're allowing it. Chinchilla, I'm telling you, it's the same spirit that will allow your neighborhood to be overrun by these thieves. It's the same spirit that will allow you, I'm going to have you in the now, because your child could be next.
Right.
So you got to grieve for that child in your neighborhood getting shot. That you grew up, little Ray Ray, you know all the time, play with your son, play with your daughter, play basketball. Little Ray Ray, and you don't feel any type of remorse for that? Y'all stepped on my toe tonight. And you know I'm dangerous when you step on my toe. You know what I mean? I need my toes to walk. And I'm walking heavy, like my dad would say years ago in the pulpit. I'm walking heavy. We got to stop the foolishness. Only Dynasty gives you the tools every single week. Every single week for you to be dazzling out there, dazzling. And we thank all the folks in the 7-0s, you know what I'm saying, that we do. But that's not the point. That's not why we're here. We're here to save lives. You guys remember, all you hosts out there, I know Chinchilla knows. She does every week. You know why we're here? Are you here to save lives? Because trust me, folks that are not here now, they weren't interested in saving lives. They're interested in their own ego and their own position and their own selves. And that's why they're not here anymore. Any questions, you can email me. Congratulations to Chinchilla Jonesha on your 25th only syndicated station all-time connection record. This young lady has it all time for a new host. And remember now, she came on in December of 2020. Amazing, man. What a year. You came around at the end, right? But I'm proud of you for this. I'm going to get you when I go off this air tonight. This woman stepped on my toes tonight. I don't usually come on her show. But that's how we used to do a news form way back in the day. We're back to 13 when you listen to our shows. When Tony did it with me, when Lovey Ellis did it with me, and the great Regine Turner, you know, when we just, you know, this is how this show was. And a lot of times, you know, how our shop, you know, I used to act on the show, like you. And a lot of people come on like, wait a minute, oh my God, man. I'll never forget one night, and I'm going to let you, I'm going to go ahead and go through time, but I got to tell you, I'm going to let you know about all the history. One night, man, me and Antonia and Regine was on here. And we talk about this crazy man had the audacity, okay, to ride his child on the highway in a dog cage.
I said, what?
The child rode in on the back of the pickup truck for 25 miles in a dog cage. Little child. And I told him, Tony said, what is going on here? Are we all losing our minds? It was amazing. And I told him, I remember those type of shows where we had that effective, forum together. And that's what it's all about. Tomorrow night on these oldie stations, we have an outstanding person that has done radio for us for 8 years. Now, tomorrow night she will not be on. She'll be back on in August. But we're going to do a special archived edition of Informational Guru with Antonia Bax. We're going to go all the way back to 2017 with this show. I don't know what show I'm doing yet, but it's going to be a humdinger. I cannot wait to play it for you right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, News Forum has been brought to you by the ONE Dynasty Network. And I'm so proud tonight of Chinchilla. So what more can I say? You know what I mean? ONE Dynasty is fantastic. Now, Beverly Smith advertised the ONE, which is on the belly and goes to Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as the Ngozi Prime, someone at www.com, where Ngozi Prime, both for Twitter and Instagram, or the belly and goes to appearance at Google+, or the belly and the goes to Facebook, as well as our business page, News Forum, as well as this story. W Nation Online Radio established 2013, and any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Olay Daylay, that goes for mine@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee for the class of 2021. Oh, that sounds so great. Olay Daylay, goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Congratulations on Chinchilla J's 25th all time. It's on you, girl. 4 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brother O. Thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure when you chime in on these topics, and you always have something great to say about these topics. So it's awesome. And I would like to thank all of the people that called in tonight to share their experience and their thoughts on gentrification. Thank you to Sandy from Parkside for calling in tonight, sharing what's going on there in that area and how they stopped that developer out there from building a six-story monstrosity. Jeez. And just as that was stopped by residents who band together, guess what? Point Breeze, you can do the same. You can do the same. And I am someone who I don't give up, so I fight hard, and I don't believe in losing. So get it together, Point Breeze, okay? And stick together, stand up. Don't be a sellout, okay? Step up to the plate and fight. Don't be afraid to fight. You can win if you believe you can, okay? So stop with the negativity. I would like to thank Caroline Turner for calling in again, and she is the legal consultant for News Forum for me. And I just appreciate her so much for calling in with things from a legal standpoint. And thank you also to everyone else who called to be a new intern, Brother Soul. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing tonight. And Angela, who is the commissioner for ONE Network, thank you so much for calling in, talking about Greenville, South Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia, with all of that gentrification that's going on down there. It's going on everywhere, people, even around the world, in other countries. They're gentrifying areas. And it's just such a shame, such a shame. I would like to give a shout-out to Suave Gonzalez, who was a juvenile lifer that was on the show last month. I would like to wish him a very happy birthday, Suave. Happy birthday from News Forum and your girl, Chinchilla. And on July the 23rd, people, keep in mind, that day is the Be a Voice Criminal Justice Reborn Rally in Point Breeze, rebirthing the criminal justice system one city at a time. And that is July 23rd from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Make sure you attend. To get involved with that rally, if you're advocating for any type of criminal justice reborn, because it's being reborn, not reformed, but reborn, you can give Mike Test Entertainment TV a call at 844-642-8378. Again, that's 844-642-8378, extension 888. Follow me on Instagram at Princess Chinchilla. That's P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S-C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A. Follow and like me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, my first and last name, two separate words, C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A, J-O-N-E-S-I-A. Like Mike Test Entertainment TV, and that's Mike, M-I-C, like the abbreviation for microphone, M-I-C-T-E-S-T-Entertainment.com. I'm sorry, Mike Test Entertainment TV on Facebook. Mike Test Entertainment TV. All right. And tune in on Wednesday nights for Voices for the Wrongfully Incarcerated. Right on that Mike Test Entertainment TV page. It's a live stream. It's a podcast. This upcoming Wednesday, we have Maggie Swift, who was a guest here on News Forum last month, talking about her brother Mike Swift's case. And she will be on as a special guest on the podcast, talking about this most strange case, because the victim's sister is in support of Mike Swift being released. She doesn't believe he did it. She doesn't believe he killed her father. I'm sorry, it was the father, the daughter of the victim. She doesn't believe that Mike killed her dad. And so we're going to hear from them on Wednesday. So make sure you go to Mike Test Entertainment TV's page so that you can watch that show and all the other podcasts. So this is your girl, Chinchilla, everybody. And for those in the Point Breeze area, come out to that rally tomorrow, 1620-22 Point Breeze Avenue at 1:30 p.m. for that rally. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week, same time, same place, right here on News Forum. Thank you for listening. Have a great week on purpose. This is your girl, Chinchilla.